Thank you. This is practically a Congress. Okay. We've got here the first supplementary lecture period. If you're expecting a question and answer period, you're not going to get one. You're going to get a supplementary lecture. And the reason for this is, some of you guys got your noses way down deep in engrams. You're not getting the benefit of the finer points, the finer nuances, the better ways to hold the pinky while auditing. Now, this ACC was the first one in which we used the new TRs, the ACC TRs. I think you found those made a considerable difference in auditing. Now, once in a while, somebody says, does the process work? Nah. All I have to do is hear this a couple of more times about how the process works, and I'll blow my stack. A process does nothing but help an auditor clear somebody. Now, it's a remarkable boost if it does exactly what the mind is doing. But there was a character whose name I won't mention, since I want this tape clean. So I'll be sent through the mails. If I mentioned this person's name, they'd have me for obscenity. And he says, this or that process of Scientology works or doesn't work. Let me tell you how he tests these processes. Somebody comes in off the street, says they're interested in Dianetics or Scientology. So he has one of yesterday's arrivals put them through some 8C. It's all the training they get, and then they gabs the next day's student as he arrives and runs them on 8C, and that's whether or not the process works. Now, do you think a process would work run that way? Pretty wild. Every time a pre-clear changes, the auditor is under orders to change the process. This is a long-suffering, decaying squirrel organization which is just about on its last legs. Now, the only reason I'm talking about it is to give you the most extreme possible view of a process working. That's the most extreme view. An auditor has to be able to confront the pre-clear. He has to be able to repeat correctly an auditing command. He has to be able to accept the PC's answer and acknowledge. And he has to be able to recognize whether or not it's producing change in a pre-clear. He has to be able to handle the origins of a pre-clear. And he has to be able, by two-way comm, to go the whole route, to find out what the pre-clear is thinking about, and in particular, and no ACC would be an ACC unless we took these next 2 points. We got a great big sledgehammer and pounded them in. Unless the auditor found out what the pre-clear did with the command and what else he did when he executed the command. Those two things. Now, here we have a process. Look, Karl Marx's works, Thomas Jefferson's works, even what they laughingly call Eisenhower's speeches could appear side by side in books on a shelf, and there would never be any war, would never be any conflict, there would never be anything happen at all except some books would sit on a shelf and eventually rot. That's all that would ever happen. And you can say one thing for sure in this universe. In the absence of communication, nothing ever happens.
we get the stable datum of most people who have gone out the bottom. If I never communicate or receive a communication, I'm all right, I hope. And then they go on trying to eat, sleep, walk, get married. Now look, if you're going to eat, sleep, walk, get married, and do other interesting things, you're going to have to communicate. And that's true of using an auditing process. So that any time we talk about a process working or not working, we are leaving out a very important factor, the communication of the process, so as to be received where it's supposed to be received and executed the way it's supposed to be executed. And when done, to have somebody say, okay, end of that one. In the absence of actual communication, no process under the sun works. Now, it's quite a remarkable thing to have ferreted out this many things about the human mind. Yeah, oh yeah, I'll accept plaudits. Might as well, I'm in communication. But the way I want to be thanked is for you to be able to audit. I don't care much about these processes. So we resolve the human mind, so I build a new jukebox. Who cares? That's no trick. But to get somebody to communicate can be a trick. That can be quite a trick. And those of you who have sweated over hot brains that refuse to communicate to you, and those of you who have held your own hot brain on the PC side of an auditing session without anybody communicating to you in the auditing chair, know that communication is necessary. Yeah. Now, if we can communicate to the degree of getting an auditor to audit, getting an auditor actually to accept responsibility for the PC and do something for that PC, we've learned everything we can teach you in an ACC. Because you could read a bulletin elsewhere. Now, engram running is so touchy, is so prone to miscommunication. The materials being communicated are so vital. But you couldn't trust anybody with the running of engrams in the absence of good training of the type you were receiving. Now, if somebody comes along in Kalamazoo or Lower Riverside and tells us that engram running commands do or do not work, please do something for me, will you? Please start chanting, it's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy. That process works. In engram running, the way we're doing it in Scientology, we have achieved something which is quite interesting in having processes that can overwhelm the PC. He just can't stand up against these processes, that's all. If you don't know how to shoot a shotgun, take up pea shooters. Because it's all in how the shotgun is shot as to whether or not engrams get run. Now, we're hitting close to 100% on engrams. This ACC has seen a new and important thing, a goal which has been a goal for a very, very long time. The resolution of occluded cases. We did some of this in London, did it well. But for heaven's sakes, we have now seven processes, seven, which will unocclude a case. Now, these are the few bits and pieces that some of you aren't, some of you who are in the upper classes aren't getting the benefit of. Some of you in the upper classes have also been classed along with these processes, because we thought you'd make your case run faster. We have seven processes that turn on pictures. Oh, if a Dianetic auditor only had this. Oh, boy. The people I have sweated over at Elizabeth. And you say, all right, somatic strip, I'll go to the incident necessarily, whack, resolve the case, you know.
And you say, well, I guess so.
And you say, what's the matter? You get picked? Oh,
I get just what I always get.
And you say, what do you always get? He says, nothing. That sort of a PC busted the back of Dianetics. He doesn't actually form the majority percentage of cases through society at large. It's quite remarkable. But he is sufficiently interesting to an auditor that auditors get hung up with this case. Now, the first thing you have to know about pictures is that anything... Boy, this will kill you, this one. I'd only tell an ACC this. Other people have ideas concerning this, you know. They say, well, the pictures get all crumbled up, and the pictures get mishmashed, and the pictures get stacked, and the pictures this, and the pictures that. No. Anything the PC is looking at is a picture. Anything he's looking at is a picture. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that seems to be such a simple, stupid statement. No, look. He's got a grouper with all kinds of engrams hung to it. It's a picture of something with all kinds of engrams hung to it, which proves it's a grouper. Let's look at that for a minute. Here, there, even here, you have gone to a certain portion of the track and seen some blackness, one or six of you, and have seen a picture swish in from somewhere and stick to it. Anybody had that phenomenon occur? Yeah, there's one or two. Not many. You say, oh, look, his pictures are all falling together in... Oh, no, 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 no. It is a picture of pictures falling together into a grouper. That's what it's a picture of. Once you get that through your head. Once you get that, you got it made. A bank doesn't do anything except be there. And whatever strange thing is happening in the bank is a picture of whatever strange thing happening. That's all you have to know to unocclude an occluded case totally. You could take it from there and undoubtedly work out something. His pictures don't all come together and stack. No, he's got a picture of all of his pictures coming together and stacking. The idea? He doesn't have a peculiar field that has rockets that go through it like this all the time. He's got a picture of a field that has rockets going through it all the time. These things are implants, where you have a, quote, goofed up track. The PC has been unfortunate enough to land on that portion of track. And this, quote, makes him an occluded case, unquote, and makes him a different case, unquote, but it does affect his behavior just to that degree. He's not fluid on the track. Therefore, he has a limited number of dramatizations available, such as looking at blackness. And, by God, that's not much of a dramatization. That's why some black fives act so sane sometimes. They haven't got anything to dramatize. It's not that they wouldn't. Now, if you know that, you'll stop being mystified by cases. You can take a piece of charcoal, some lamp black, and an old stick, on a wall and draw some funny-looking objects. And then if we took an individual who was pretty drugged and brought him in and put his face facing these funny-looking objects and then took a stick and hit him just one hell of a whap on the back of the head, see? While he was looking at this, his eyes would fly open, he'd see it, and he'd go unconscious again. We drag him off, we pass him through the incident, and he has a new strange-looking picture, which he can't make anything out of. And the reason he can't make anything out of is there's nothing there. All right, now let's get a time louse up. There are people stuck on these things, and stuck in implants, and stuck on the track. So let's get a time louse up. Let's take what we actually technically refer to as loused-up time. Actually, there was never any time loused up. The individual was still traveling forward with the meshed universe, millisecond by millisecond, second by second, minute by minute, and hour by hour. He never did lose any time. But while he was traveling forward, millisecond by millisecond, he could be given an implant which was going backwards a trillion year by the trillion year by the trillion year at a crack with a new picture for each trillion years. So while he is moving up the time track, right along with the rest of us, he has something which takes him back down, quote, a time track, unquote, which is just a false track, which takes him back to 300 trillion years. It was busily implanted in 6,000 B.C. This date is 6,000 B.C., and he answers up to 300 trillion on your E-meter. And it's fascinating. So, when he tries to come up to present time, he hits this false track and goes back down. He comes up to present time, he hits the false track, it goes back to... So he obviously says, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. That's it. I've had it. Something happened to my time track. I have no further sense of time. Look, he's got a picture that has no further sense of time in it. He's just acting in accordance with the dictates of a picture. That's the way the picture looks, and that's the way he goes. It doesn't matter what language it's implanted in, including Sanskrit. He still comes up in time and goes back in time. Because coming up in time is going back in time. Going back in time is coming up in time. So which leaves him where? Stuck at the point of the implant. Implants have to be awfully fast to get any text in them at all. They go... Doesn't take 15 minutes to implant 300 trillion years worth of engrams. But it's got all the same somatic, which is just an electronic kick in the teeth, that's all. It's done by extreme cold and heavy pressure. That's all there is to it. But it's just a picture. Now, therefore, the first thing you have to know about engrams is that they are pictures. And sequences are, they are pictures. And the final analysis, the pictures of the pictures. And maybe they're all around you like Cinerama. And maybe you can taste them and spit them out, but they're still pictures. Is that the idea? So there aren't peculiar cases, but they're awful peculiar pictures. I'll give you an example. Look at that window. Look at that window. Now can you squint your eyes or... throw up your eyeballs and throw the window out of focus in some way. You do something about throwing it into a blur. All right, now while you got it in a blur, worry about why it isn't clear. Get the idea? Well, that's one frame of mind that a blurred picture will produce. Did it ever occur to you that the picture was blurred? That the picture was out of focus? So you sit there going, try to see this picture and get it clear, you know? It'll never get clear. It's out of focus. Simple as that. All right, guy runs along. All of a sudden, these pictures are all right side up, except this one, which is upside down. He says immediately, I must have been swung up by my heels or something. So it never occurs to him that might have been just a picture upside down. Now, how about a picture upside down, blurred and twisted, that hadn't any sense in the first place, but apparently has to have a lot of sense made out of it? Guy'll sit there, figure, 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 figure. What is this thing? What is this thing? Just like the person you face, the stick markings on the wall, you hit him in the back of the head, He sees those stick markings. He goes away. Figure, 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 figure. What are those stick markings? What are those? They aren't anything. That's the trick. And that's gruesome. All right. In view of the fact that pictures can be all kinds of ways, in view of that fact, we have apparently all kinds of cases. We don't have all kinds of cases at all. We have cases with pictures. But when they are stuck in too heavy a picture, you know, boy, they're really clobbered. You know, it's a heavy engram, and they're stuck right at it. How about turning on some other pictures on the track? It becomes almost impossible to turn on another picture on the track. It is impossible, as a matter of fact, to turn on other pictures on the track in the absence of really eight processes. There are seven listed here, but there is another one, and it's so simple that it isn't included. And the basic process for occlusion is you look at the guy very fixedly, and you say, come up to present time. And if his pictures don't turn on, use the rest of them. He's liable, incidentally, just to grease right out of it. Unless you get one that comes up to present time, goes back into the past, goes up to present time, goes back into the past. And while coming to present time, he is going into the past, you know. Now, to get a person up to where he can run pictures is necessary to run an engram. But there are several things that a person can do with pictures. Now, there is a case that does something with pictures. That doesn't contradict what I just said before. We're now talking about the case. He has a method of picture disposal. Now, this doesn't distort pictures. It just makes them missing while they're still there. The idea? Now, he's just doing something obsessively. He isn't a type of case. He's just vanishing these things while they're still there. And he says, it's going to still turn on. Wonderful picture. Well, the second a picture starts to appear, he disappears it with pressure. Not isness. You will find this listed under. He not is his pictures. He's never going to get one because every time one shows up, why, he vanishes it. Now, the case you want is the case who will sit there simply and look at it without doing something about it. And incidentally, the auditor you want is the fellow who will run the engram, not do something about every origin you originate. You want the job done, why, don't get an auditor who obsessively has to do something every time you speak. Because that's just an obsessive doingness. And this is under the heading of obsessive doingness. Now, of course, anything he does with a picture, a circuit, or anything else comes under the heading of obsessive or automatic doingness. So there are several doingnesses that this fellow can do. But doesn't let him get pictures. See, he does several things so as not to get pictures. He's got this thing solved. He knows his difficulty is pictures, so he solved pictures. And one of the chief ways, the basic way, when an individual has got an invisible field or he just never quite sees anything, or if it appears, it just flicks out of sight instantly. He never sees it, you know, really. And sometimes a black case has got blackness and then he's doing it somehow. Is not ising it. Now, to as is something is just to conceive of it in its totality and it disappears. But a not isness uses force against force. The picture shows up and he uses force against it. Second, he does that. He doesn't distort the picture and it doesn't change the picture at all. It just presses it away. Now, try to erase it. You can't erase it because he isn't vaguely confronting it. Now, he's got the thing solved. He's got pictures solved. What do you do with a picture? You not is it. Pictures are solved. While they're there, hanging him, cutting his throat, and everything else, they aren't. Nothing is. There's even a religion that goes this way. It's all is an illusion. All is not. He just says, Hell of a throat somatic. He didn't do a thing to the somatic. Not. You say, move on the time track. He says, what time track? Get the idea? Basic thing wrong with this case could be stacked up under not isness. But you wouldn't attack this case first and foremost. If he is a not isness type case, merely using force against the force in a picture. Of course, he's mocking the picture up on one side and using force to wipe it out on the other side, which is quite interesting if you look it over. You'd get something on the order of, something very easily on the order of, overt acts, selected person. Because he must be not ising a bunch of people, too. And he's not ising these people so hard that he'd be stuck in PT, sort of, with them. You know, but they're wiped out. So he's got lots of ghosts. And what a ghost is, that's a person standing around someplace. But these ghosts are invisibilized by the person. So you have selected person, overt acts. Person that's real to him, you run selected person, overt acts. What have you done to that selected person that you selected? The next one along the line is overt acts general. That's merely to catch some more of the automaticity of this outflow. That's all we're interested in. Because he's doing a not is, so let's catch some more of automaticity of the outflow. So we can't get that one licked. Now, we go up a little bit higher here, and we get ARC break straight wire. And ARC break straight wire is trying to cope with all sides of this not isness and knock out the causus belli that makes him not is, which is basically ARC breaks. All locks on the rock are ARC breaks. The next one that up the line that we would do is not is straight wire, which of course is to self. We get something you thought was unimportant and somebody else thought was important. Those are the two proper sides to run. Run reverse wise, this thing just takes away the guy's havingness and spins him in. PC importance would main that all of his thought-up havingnesses would be getting as-is, you see. So it has to be PC's unimportances and somebody else's importances, because he only not-ises somebody else's importances. So you're working straight on not-isness and getting rid of this beautiful solution that keeps him stuck on the time track, of course. This is the thing that sticks him on the time track. So he can get stuck all over the time track because he wipes the time track out. He doesn't know where he is, but it still bites. But he's not confronting it. Now, the third command of factual havingness has been known in ACCs as third rail. That's the vanish command of factual havingness. And Mr. Third Rail, of course, is more not isness. So it's on the same line. It's a good one to finish off with. Now we come up the line here, and we get what picture can you confront? Or any process, what can you confront, or any confronting this process, because for the first time, the guy doesn't wipe it out before he looks at it. That's the first time you can run confront. Now, if we took it from the top down, we would get, you make a mock-up for which you can be totally responsible, and if that could run, we would also wipe out this difficulty with pictures. On any of these things, you get rid of the difficulties with pictures and leave the PC able to see a picture and run a picture. In particular, the following, prepare a case. And a case can be prepared in this order. First, overt acts selected person, overt acts general, then ARC break straight wire, then not is straight wire, and the third command of factual havingness, which we call third rail. And you could bring any case up that lineup. Oh, that's just clobbering him, hitting with sledgehammers, jumping on his chest. Almost any one of these things would do the job. Each and every one of those I have just named turn on pictures. In addition to that, what can you confront turns on pictures. And in addition to that, you make a mock-up for which you can be totally responsible turns on pictures. And then there is the eighth one, which is, of course, come up to present time. And that quite often will simply turn on pictures. Person stuck at a point of the track that doesn't have any pictures. So we got this one whipped. And while some of you have been in there running nice juicy engrams on PCs that could run engrams, some of your more fortunate fellows have been grinding away on the type of case that will trouble you worst after you get out of the ACC. So don't feel too smug about being in units 3 and 4, because it's 1 and 2 that are getting the workouts. I want you to know these processes and have some reality on them by the time you get out of here. So after you finish running a engram or something like this, ask your instructor and see if you can't run one or another one of these things, just to see how it wheels, you know? And the pictures are liable to turn up a lot brighter just by using it. It isn't that every case has to have these. That's not what I'm telling you. But with the CCHs, I can promise you that any case will succumb to these engrams today. Therefore, we're not worried about trying to take in a total percentage of cases in this ACC. We're just worried about trying to turn out a total victory on the subject of good auditing skill. I think you're making very fine progress in that direction. I want to thank you very much. Good night.